Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Fate giveth, fate taketh, all in the same meeting. You thought maybe fate put them together and he blew it right off the bat.
I got a cousin that's down bad because he genuinely believes he ruined his fate. And he came to me for assistance and I'm not exactly sure how to help him. And so this guy has been looking for love for quite some time now. And he feels like he finally found the woman of his dreams, but he blew it. So he went to NBA All-Star Weekend to turn up with his friends and have a good time. Wasn't thinking much of it, and he was having a good time. There was one particular night where they all went out. It was after, I guess, some of the All-Star activities, and they're out and they're enjoying themselves. And his phone ends up dying, as, of course, fate would have it. So he's out with his friends. He has no phone. But he's having a great night. He ends up meeting this woman who works at some restaurant or wherever they are out there. They hit it off, like, the entire night. He doesn't know, though, if it's one of those she's being nice to him because, I mean, it's her job. She's literally the server at the restaurant. Or because they actually had some things going on. But his friends are telling him, like, nah, I think she's fucking with you. Like, I think you should shoot your shot. So I'm proud of him because if you know him, he's a very shy individual. Like, that's the only reason I think he truly does not have a girlfriend yet is because he's a great guy. But that's not in him. To shoot his shot, not his thing. Even with the liquid courage, you got to, like, push him to do it. So I was really shocked that he actually did this at the end of the night. So apparently, he was in his head again. They ended up leaving the restaurant. And as they're pulling out of the parking lot the entire time, he's like, man, I should have said something. So they're like, it's not too late. We can go back. So they end up actually going back. They went back for him to run into the restaurant and actually talk to her. Now, where he went wrong was he ran into the restaurant to say whatever his last minute thing was to her. And he didn't ask for someone else's phone because his phone was dead. So he gets there and he's so nervous about it that he ends up talking to her. And she's like, okay, take my number. So he goes to get his phone out and realizes his phone is dead. So, not a problem. She, like, prints out a little receipt paper, writes a name and number on the receipt paper. So, he walks out all excited, which I was mad at him about. I'm like, you can wait till you got to the car to do the little skip and dance, whatever. You had to do it in front of her. But
he's
whatever.
Not bad.
Right. So, he gets to the car. He gets the number. Everybody's so excited. So, he's telling me this story as he gets back. And I'm excited for him. And I'm like, okay, so what happened? Like, when you called her, what? He said, Mo, I got all the way back here. I started unpacking my stuff. And then it hit me right before when we were in the airport, right before I got onto my plane, I did one of those, like, going to my pockets to empty out my pockets at the security thing. Just naturally, he threw the paper away thinking it was a receipt, completely spacing out that her number was on the receipt. So he's like, I don't know what to do. That's, like, the only information I got from her. I didn't get her Instagram. I didn't get her social media. I didn't get anything. I only had her name and her number. So at first, I'm like, oh, you blew it. That you down bad. There's nothing you can do. But then I thought to myself, which this is where the question comes in, because I feel like there is one thing he can do, but it might come off creepy. But I can't think of another option that he has. So I asked him, does the place have an Instagram or anything? Like, does this actual place, like the restaurant? So he's like, I didn't think about that. So he Googles it, and he finds out that they do, and they have a number.
So I was about to ask, so he's going to slide into the restaurant's DMs?
No.
Because that is creepy.
That's very creepy. This is also creepy, but it's a chance. I think he should call the restaurant and ask for her. And then when they put her on the phone, explain the situation. Tell her who you are and what happened and that, you know, you lost the number and that. Now, I know it's her place of work. So that's kind of why it feels a little iffy to me.
I still don't think that's creepy. That was the first, my first thought also is just call the restaurant. It's not creepy that he's reaching out to her at work because that's where they met. If it was somewhere else and he spontaneously showed up and obviously did the homework and then just showed up, that's creepy. But yeah, she's probably wondering like, how come this dude hasn't called?
That's what I'm thinking. But you look skeptical.
Well, you think no, it's gonna be creepy. Maybe I'm just jaded or whatever, but if like you had multiple opportunities to get my number, right? Your phone died. I wrote it down on a piece of paper, blah, blah, blah. So it was so valuable, you threw it away. Like at this point, I'm just like, you just seem like more trouble than you're worth. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I do.
And you also come across as somebody who can't take care of stuff.
That's true too.
That's like if I was at work, because I haven't been a server, I mean, and if he's going to do it, it also depends like, all right, so he's going to call. What time is he going to call?
That's a good point, too. Mm-hmm. I told him you should call at the same exact time you were there because you know she's there.
Well, but you also don't want to call at prime time dinner or lunch hours because she's going to be in the weeds. So then I'd be like, are you a freaking idiot? Yeah, like, you know, annoyed. Like I got like 8 tables right now and you're calling me to get my number again. Like, dude, come on. So you're going to have to call at a downtime. Like there's some like logistics that go into this if you really want it to like work.
And you need her to be there because I feel like I told him, I said, you can't call like 3 or 4 times asking for her because at some point then it really becomes creepy.
Yes.
Now, he lives in a different city, right?
Right.
Okay. This is all for the movies right here. I mean, this would only work out in the movies. But if he flew back.
Oh, wow.
Right? And he's like, I lost your number. But I didn't want to seem weird by just calling you at work. So I'm only in for a couple of hours. I had to get your number. And then he flies out of town. For me, there's a slice of romanticism to that if it's in the movies. But in real life, does that play out?
See, to me, that's what would send off my creepy alarms. If you call off my place of work, I feel like that's totally fine. I feel like he should call at like 2 or 3 p.m. when it's kind of slow.
Yep.
Because if I'm answering the phone and someone says, hey, I'm looking for Kristen Klingshar, and I'm thinking, this is her stalker. Let me check with her to make sure before I say, oh, yeah, she's here. Come on by. I would call it like a really off time and say, hey, I know this is crazy. I want to leave a message for X, Y, and Z person. I got her number, blah, 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 blah. And then hopefully she's cool with it.
Here is Burt Show listener Nicole. She's got this thing solved here with some optimism. Hey, Nicole, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great. Thank you for being part of the show.
Absolutely. I think he should go back. I was a server and met my husband at a restaurant. I gave him my phone number. He accidentally threw away the receipt, and he came back in, and we have now been married for 20 years.
There it is.
Wow. Wow.
That's the sign. That's right the sign. There, bro. That's
yes,
the
sir.
Sign.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm going to tell him to do it.
The Burt Show.